Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this ordinary meeting of council on Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2026, in the Shire Chambers on Lowood Road at 5:00 P.M. This meeting is being audio recorded in accordance with Regulation 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. And for anybody that isn't aware, the disclaimer and emergency procedures on the leading pages of this document for this building are there for you to read. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Menang Noongar community and their culture, and to elders past and present. We have eight members present, with one online. Councillor O'Dea, welcome. If I don't see you, make sure that you get my attention. There's no apologies. There's no members of the public. We have four staff in attendance and a previously approved leave of absence from Councillor Bell. We move on to item 3.1.1, the response to the previous public questions taken on notice are there. There's no members of the public, so there's no public question time or petitions, deputations, and presentations for today that I'm aware of. That moves us on to item 5, disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest? I have none up here today. Okay. Is there any applications for leave of absence? Councillor Lebak.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to apply for a leave of absence from the 26th of April to the 8th of May.
Okay. Do we have a mover? Councillor Sheard and Councillor Brown, seconder. All those in favor of approving? Thank you. So that's 8-0. Any others? No. All right. We'll move on to the confirmation of minutes as circulated of the meeting on the 24th of February. Do we have a mover for the minutes? Councillor Sheard, Councillor Brown, second. Councillor Sheard, do you have anything to add? Councillor Brown, any questions or comments? Okay. That is passed without dissent. Thank you. Announcements by me. Just note the resignation of our Chief Bushfire Control Officer, Ian Mackie, recently, and the good work undertaken by him while he was in charge. The two deputies are in place and will look after the fire control effort until the May AGM, when a new chief will be appointed. So that's all I need to say about that at this point in time. Ian has stepped down from that position, but we are in good shape with deputies. So move on to item 9.1.1. This is the development for the State Emergency Services self-supporting loan and the recommendation is down a bit further. Should have a page number here. 12. Okay. Thank you. Is there a mover for this item? Councillor Fraser and a seconder. Okay. So no seconder? Okay. So Councillor Lebak, you're seconding?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Councillor Lebak, seconds. Okay. Councillor Fraser, got anything to say on this one?
So I'm not sure what's coming from that.
But I know it's been a working project for a number of time and a number of space. I'm assuming that we're trying to get it happening as soon as possible. There's been a lot of discussion and work done over the time, but obviously some more might need to happen before it progresses any further, possibly.
Councillor Liebeck.
Fully agree with Councillor Fraser. I am going to speak against the project. And I just, before I do, just want to recognise a fair bit of work gone into this, and it's a really, really good report. Couple of reasons. I support the project in principle. The facility does need upgrading, and I'm sure that we can probably support them in the meantime. But the mechanism in which the project would have to be funded, I disagree with. And it would it would take our total self-supporting loan amount to $3 million at a time where we've got some pretty considerable projects in the pipeline that probably take priority over that. So that's all I have to say on that. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other comments around the room? Councillor Clements.
And mine's really a point of clarification. Point five here, are we saying that we're actually going to put $1.5 million in the next budget forward out of our consolidated revenue? Is that correct?
Mr. Murphy.
No, that's the value of the project, including the loan. So I suppose it should have been phrased as to make a budget allowance for 1.5, but the loan certainly facilitates that 1.5.
Okay, that's where the confusion
is. Yes.
And I think that really should be quite a bit better, because people read this and I think they're getting 1.9 loan and they're getting 1.5
plus. Yeah. Sure. The project, other than... Yes, sorry, through the chair. The Shire has already contributed some funds to the establishment of the concept and the design stage, and obviously the preliminary works around identifying the land. But the project itself should be fully funded by DFES, bar some preliminaries and other factors. So the Shire, the self-supporting loan, the Shire will in fact recoup most of its costs over time. And however, the point made by Councillor Liebeck as to that isn't the only mechanism for funding it, and perhaps depending on Council's decision, there's an opportunity to sort of negotiate back with DFES on how they might fund it, the entire amount that's required, but bar the land, which is ours, which will be contributing for nothing.
Okay, Councillor O'Day, I think you had a comment.
Mine was more just clarification, and similar to Councillor Clements, and I'm not necessarily clear because I thought it was 1.8 was the amount that DFES is going to have and covers the building, because we have 1.2 for the building and we're putting out 1.5 for all the site works.
So I think Mr. Murphy's clarified that already. So 1.5 is included in the 1.9. So you happy with that?
Still not making sense.
All right. Mr. Murphy, you want to have another go? Sorry.
My only comment would be it's important that Council probably gives direction as to whether it's prepared to fund the self-supporting loan. The cost is actually going to be something that is going to be hard to pin down right now. So the cost estimates we have are just preliminary, and any cost factors will be supported by that self-supporting loan. So we're seeking direction from Council as to whether they're prepared to enter into self-supporting loan now. There is precedent. Woodjenelop and Rocky Gully fire sheds have been built for that price. But using this mechanism, it's really, we're just trying to seek some clarity from Council about whether the councillors are prepared to support that. The actual final costs and everything else will be subject to budget allowance as we go forward.
Okay, is there any other comments? Councillor Brown.
I just thought the consensus from the forum that most of us had already, I know it had to come from, but most of us had already said no to doing this self-supporting loan. I just, this is just seemed totally different to what we'd had discussed.
Yep, okay, so it's the same item, and the definitive question comes before this meeting for the decision. I'd like to make a comment, and it's just simply that, you know, fully support our volunteers in their various roles in the Shire. They do a fantastic job and should never be understated. The SES also have specific training and need good facilities. That's very clear. The only issue with this is the funding mechanism. Mm-hmm. The funding mechanism seems very strange to take Treasury funds into local government, have it on their books to be used for a facility. So it's out of the same pot, funding a state responsibility. So that's the only issue I have with it. The funding system has to be sorted out. So is there any further comments? Councillor Fraser, you can sum up.
Just to sum up, I think the issue is twofold. Like, if it's okay to do it for the Push Fire Brigade sheds, why wouldn't we do it for the SES? If the mechanism is there to get money to support the buildings at a cost neutral for the Shire, why wouldn't we be supporting it, would be my question.
Okay, so that concludes the debate. So we'll go to a vote on this one. All those in favour of the recommendation as it stands? Okay, we have one. Those against? We have seven. So the vote is 1-7. Councillor Fraser supports, and the rest of us against. So the reason is the funding mechanism is the issue. And other funding streams through the capital grants arrangements at DFIS need to be re-looked at. Words to that effect. Okay, we move on to item 9.2. That's nil for this meeting. Item 9.3.1, the financial statements for February this year, with a recommendation on page 16. Is there a mover for the financial statements? Councillor Clements and Councillor Brown. Councillor Clements, anything to say?
No, once again, they're well presented. Thank you to the director of that particular area.
Councillor Brown, nothing to add. Okay. That, is there any dissent? So that item's passed without dissent. We move on to the list of accounts with a recommendation on page 19. The mover for that. Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Councillor Sheard. Councillor Liebeck, anything to say? Councillor Sheard. Okay, any dissent? Okay, so that item's passed without dissent. We move on to a policy to do with the loans and financial management borrowing program. The recommendation on page 23 is a remover. Councillor O'Day, seconder. Councillor Liebeck, Councillor O'Day, any comment to make?
No.
Councillor Liebeck? Okay. Is there any dissent? Okay, so that item is passed without dissent. We move on to item 9.3.4 with a recommendation on page 26, the place-based reconciliation in the Great Southern, the statement of commitment. Is there a mover for this item? Councillor Sheard, seconder. Councillor Brown. Councillor Sheard, you got something to say on this one? No, okay, Councillor Brown. Is there any dissent? OK, Okay, so that item's passed without dissent. Move on to item 9.3.5, the health plan, health and wellbeing plan for 26 to 30, with the recommendation on page 31. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder? Councillor Brown? Any comment, Councillor Clements? No. Councillor Brown? Okay. Is there any dissent? Okay, that item's passed without dissent. Thank you. We move on to the audit regulation 17 item. And it's on page 34. We have a mover for that item, Councillor Liebeck and Councillor O'Day. Councillor Liebeck? Nothing further? Okay. Councillor O'Day? Nothing? Okay. Is there any comments, questions on this one? Got a significant thing? Okay. That item's passed without dissent. Move on to item 9.4.1. Recommendation on page 37 for the electoral reform, local government election reform arrangements. Recommendations per page 37. We have a mover. Councillor Clements, second to Councillor Brown. Councillor Clements.
Yes, I think we've been through this a few times, and I don't believe that either of these recommendations is going to be workable.
Okay, as it currently stands on the from the minister, you mean? Yeah, okay. So, but this part of it you're fine with, obviously. Councillor Brown, nothing further. Okay. Any other comments on this item? We have talked about it a fair bit already. Okay. Well, that item's passed without dissent as well. So it brings us to item 10, of which there is nil. 11 and 12, the same. That brings us to item 13 and the closure of the meeting at 5:18 p.m. Just again, note the enormous, there's a lot of supporting documentation behind these agendas, the effort and time from the staff in preparing it, and of course all the reading that takes place around the table here before we get here. So thank you very much.